Giving and connecting is not always good. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We're currently in our new series called Our Seven Emotions, and this is part two. So last week, we gave a little bit of an introduction to understand the makeup of the human experience, the animal soul, the drive for egocentricity, self-preservation, and so on, and then the godly soul, which is the strive, the aspiration for a higher purpose and selflessness. We said each one is made up of three intellectual powers, seven emotional powers. And the time of the Jewish calendar that we're in now, the time of the Omer, is a time to harness the energy of our very strong emotional powers of the animal part of the human experience and to harness it to something positive and transform it and channel it in the right direction. So now we want to get into the seven emotions, what they mean. So today is going to be about the first one. So there are seven emotional powers, which are very strong in the animal part of our existence. And the first two are the first two primary ones, Chesed and Gevurah. Let's focus on Chesed today. So Chesed translated commonly as kindness, but it does not only mean kindness. It doesn't only mean the feeling of being kind. But really what it means is anything to do with giving, connecting, expanding, flexibility, sort of moving outwards. Anything that allows me to not be confined, not be locked in, not be rigid, but rather be expansive and connecting is the concept of chesed. Now, typically, chesed, love is another form of chesed, loving someone else, connecting with someone else. Typically, anything to do with chesed is always seen as a good thing. So the imagery that comes in our mind when we mention the word chesed, or ahava, love, and all those emotions that are connected to it is one of being positive, but that's not necessarily true. Because when it comes straight out of the animal existence before work is done, it actually can be bad. To give you an example, indulgence is a form of chesed, negative chesed. When I connect, but not to another human being, I connect to my food, to my temptations, to my vices, to my things, to my addictions, to whatever it is. It is a form of chesed. In fact, lust is a form of chesed. There's a very, very interesting phrase in the Torah, where the Torah lists the forbidden relationships, the incestuous and adulterous relationships. And at one point, one of the incestuous relationships, the Torah refers to it, it says it's very prohibited, it's one to stay away from it, ki chesed hu, because it's chesed. Now, what's kind about having an incestuous relationship? Obviously nothing. But it's about because it's a form of chesed, it's a form of love, selfish love, misplaced connection to the wrong person, to the wrong situation. So there could be obviously good chesed. Good chesed means kindness, love to other people, real connection, unconditional love to children, and all of that, that's all doing favors, doing kindness, being motivated to help someone else, support someone else, and so on and so forth. That's all a form of good chesed. Now, take love, for example. Love is a form of chesed. We know that there's two kinds of love. There can be selfless love and selfish love. My famous favorite story of the Kotzke Rebbe is when he was walking once in the marketplace and he saw a student of his in a restaurant eating fish. And he said to his student, "My son, why are you eating fish?" He said, "Rabbi, what do you mean? I love fish." So he said, "If you love fish, why are you eating it?" It's a little story, but it's a very deep idea. Sometimes when we love someone, we suffocate them, we stunt their growth, we overwhelm them, and sometimes it's for our own pleasures, not because of them. So that comes from the animal soul. That's bad chesed. Good chesed is when we learn to make room for the other, have selfless love. In other words, love someone because you want to give to them, and then, of course, it gives us pleasure as well. But selfless love is very different. And the underlying point is the following, that midot, emotions that come from the animal soul, are rooted in egocentricity. If it's about me, if it's about my enjoyment, my material pleasure, my pursuit of what I enjoy, then the chesed that we do will often be rooted in that ego, and therefore become selfish chesed, chesed of the animal soul. Now, as we explained, the animal soul is a strong force. What we need to do during this time of the Omer is work on our chesed, work to channel, to transform, to understand that in its pure form, chesed is a beautiful thing. But we have to make sure that it's not selfish, that it's not misplaced, and it's not done in the wrong place. For example, even as simple as thing as sometimes we give to our children, spoiling them. It's bad chesed because we're actually damaging them. So all these type of things we have to move. How do we do that? By igniting the root of the godly soul, which is humility, subservience to God, less focus on self. So that's the first midah, the first emotion of the nefesh habamit, the animal soul. But then it could manifest itself both in good and bad, but needs to be channeled so that it's inspired by a higher purpose, inspired by humility, and therefore channels itself into a strong and good love and chesed rather than a selfish one. Let's reflect on that for a few moments. So just get into a relaxed position. Become aware and conscious. Remove distractions. Perhaps close your eyes slowly. And just turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Keep focusing on your breath, just becoming more aware. Try to feel every inhaling and exhaling, and just totally relax and fit into the rhythm of your breath. As we always do when we think about our breath, we turn up our attention to our soul. Every breath is an expression of the soul. But when we talk about the godly soul, it is the godly spark, the godly energy, the ability to be selfless. As you think about this, think about the animal part of your existence, the 7 strong animalistic impulsive emotions, driven by a sense of self, selfishness. Contrast that chesed with the other chesed. Selfish chesed. I love my material enjoyment. I love and misplace my love in damaging situations. I could love evil. All parts of love, but misplaced love. Think about that strong ability of chesed, introducing humility, introducing a higher purpose. Is my love selfish or selfless? Is my giving inspired by a sense of self or by a sense of purpose? Don't kill the chesed within you. Channel it towards something positive. That's the week one, the first emotion, representing the first week of the Omer, where we work on this concept of chesed.